It's Tuesday, October 20th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Almost every U.S. major media source continues to report on a coronavirus second wave at the top of the news. However, Worldometer reports that the current U.S. death rate is 718 per day on the 7-day rolling average. That's down from 853 deaths a month ago. And it's down from 1,085 deaths 2 months ago. In other words, that's a 34% decrease since August. These numbers are based on data which include deaths caused by other contributing conditions. According to the CDC website, COVID-19 was the sole cause of death, and only 6% of deaths recorded where COVID-19 was involved. The other 94% of the deaths involve what the CDC calls comorbid conditions. Once the comorbid deaths are taken off the table, only 14,000 deaths are attributed exclusively to COVID-19. Christian leaders are reacting with horror over presidential candidate Joe Biden's support for the transgendering of an 8-year-old girl. Biden made comments to that effect at the ABC town hall last Thursday. First, here is the question posed by a parent named Mika Hack from State College, Pennsylvania.
I'm the proud mom of 2 girls, 8 and 10. My youngest daughter is transgender. The Trump administration has attacked the rights of transgender people, banning them from military service, weakening non-discrimination protections, and even removing the word transgender from some government websites. How will you, as president, reverse this dangerous and discriminatory agenda and ensure that the lives and rights of LGBTQ people are protected under U.S. law?
I will flat out just change the law. Eliminate those executive orders, number one. I remember I was being dropped off to get an application in the center of our city, Wilmington, Delaware, and these two men, well-dressed, leaned up and hugged one another and kissed one another. I'm getting out of the car at the light, and I turned to my dad. My dad looked at me and said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other. The idea that an 8-year-old child or a 10-year-old child decides, you know, I decided I want to be transgender. That's what I think I'd like to be. It'll make my life a lot easier. There should be zero discrimination. I promise you, there is no reason to suggest that there should be any right denied your daughter. None. Zero. And by the way, my son Beau passed away, was the Attorney General of the state of Delaware. He was the guy who got the first transgender law passed in the state of Delaware because of a young man who became a woman who worked for him in the Attorney General's office.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins tweeted, quote, Joe Biden thinks 8-year-olds have the capacity to make a life-altering decision to change their gender, and says for someone to deny them that right is discrimination. Either he is pandering for votes or he's totally lost it, end quote. President Donald Trump acknowledged Jesus Christ as the most famous person in the world by far.
Somebody said to me the other day, you're the most famous person in the world by far. I said, no, I'm not. No, I'm not. They said, yes, you are. I said, no. They said, who's more famous? I said, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to take any chances. I'll give it, I guarantee. And let me look up and I'll say, and it's not even close.
Pastor Robert Cunningham of Tate's Creek Presbyterian Church in America.